Mike, when did you find out that you're going to be the starter moving forward?
You know, honestly, I never knew or never heard about me not being a starter. So it wasn't news that I got of me not being a starter at this football team.
So did you have any kind of conversations with Reed just to kind of clear the air and all that?
I mean, Coach and I had our conversations, and we had real good conversation and talked about some things that we both needed to discuss, and that was that. And you know, now we're moving on, trying to get things right and have a good game this week against New Orleans.
Mike, when you looked at the tape from Sunday, what were the things that stood out to you?
When I watched the tape from Sunday, I just thought, I didn't play aggressive enough. I thought there was a lot of things that we could have done better. On both sides of the ball, and we started slow, and we didn't finish strong, so we didn't get the win, and it's a lot to learn from that film, probably more so than any other loss we had all season. So as much as you hate to say it, some good things that came out of it, so I look forward to getting it corrected and moving forward.
Did you feel at any point he was losing faith in you? Was that someone that you needed to talk to about?
As long as I'm out on the field, I'm gonna continue to play as hard as I can. As long as I'm gonna continue to give it everything I got. I don't worry about the outside distractions or what could happen or what should happen. I control what I can control. So until I'm told otherwise, at that point I was gonna continue to play. And in the grand scheme of things, you just gotta go out and gotta go be productive. And not just for me, but from everybody on this football team. And we're holding everybody accountable and responsible right now for doing their jobs, and that's all it is. That's all it is.
Mike, after the game, why did you say you felt that obviously Andy was considering possibly making a change of quarterback?
Why did I say that was the question that was thrown at me, from one of you guys. So I didn't know that conversation that took place. But, hey, it's all hindsight now. You got to move forward. I can't continue to entertain that. I got to stay focused for this team. I got to stay focused for this organization. That's what matters the most, going out, putting in the hard work and getting a win.
Are you surprised by what a big national story that became, whether or not you were on the hot seat?
I mean, it seems that as of right now, anything I do becomes national. So, I'm used to it. It is what it is. It's a part of this game and this business. But, at the end of the day, I'm still a competitor. I still feel like, I'm one of the best players in this league, and I'm going to continue to display that. And just got to keep working hard, though, man. It all comes with hard work. There's no substitute for it, and I understand that, and that's why I'm about to go to this meeting right now and, refresh.
Sean said the other day that you looked uncomfortable running the offense. Do you feel uncomfortable, or do you still feel confident?
I'm very comfortable running the offense. It was just, when certain things are going on, sometimes I'm only human just like everybody else, so... I think I was just trying to cater to certain things and trying to be what, everybody wanted me to be. So the most important thing is, I just got to let it go. I got to get my swag back. I got to get back to playing football the way I love to play it and not worry about, what's going to happen because, that's out of my control. What I do know I can control is the way I play and how aggressive I can be.
Does it bother you that it seems to be a weekly thing,
Like I said, I'm human. It does tend to bother you because I have emotions just like everybody else. So it's not like you can just block certain things out sometimes. You want to have that comfort level. You want to, know that, everything is going to be, what it's going to be, at the end of the day. And, when you got that type of support, it's easy to go out and try to make it all work. But, I kind of let it get to me, be honest, and... I've always been that way. So, but now it's just it's a totally different feel for me, and I'm ready to go.
Mike, Andy said you played one of your best games of the year. We went back and looked at it, watched the film. You played one of your best games of the year against the Falcons. But now you're kind of the feel of what you just said is that you got to get back to playing your style of ball. So,
The reason I said it is because it was efficient. But it wasn't. We like to go downfield. We like to attack. Our offensive personality is. Being aggressive, picking choosing our spots and making plays that we know we can make. And, I just felt like, in certain scenarios, I kept it conservative but stayed aggressive and, just tried to take what they gave me. And, we fell behind early, so it wasn't the time for that. So, you know, the mindset has to change.
Do you feel like you need to do anything more from a leadership standpoint to make players more accountable?
Absolutely. I'm leading the guys. You know, we had a great team meeting yesterday in which, you know, I led it off and about, you know, 9 to 10 guys stood up and talked with veterans and leaders on this team. And that was very productive for us. And, you know, we keep those conversations private. But at the same time, I think we all, you know, had to reevaluate our situations, look at ourselves in the mirror and figure out what can we do better individually and collectively.
Why did you feel that was necessary, Michael?
Was that a players-only meeting you said that you guys called?
Absolutely, yeah, players-only meeting.
Mike, well, what you were saying was you were thinking a little bit too much about job security and trying to play too fine. Is that what you were saying earlier?
You know, honestly, not really worried about job security, because when I'm out there on the field, I'm giving it everything I got. More so, I'm trying to protect the football, trying not to make a mistake. And that's not me, and I'll be honest with you. I got to go, and I got to go play lights out. I got to, you know, play the game and leave it all out in the field and play aggressive and shoot it and run the ball when I, you know, when I feel as a need to. If I, you know, get a scene, get a crack, take it. Just do what I've been blessed to do, and take advantage of my God-given abilities in conjunction with playing with everybody else, because, you know, I can't do it by myself and that. I rely on these guys just like they rely on me to be successful.
That sounds like the old Mike Vick, man, going back to Atlanta and Virginia Tech. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Put my shield back on my helmet, man. It's time to play ball.